now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to Shout Out. On this week's show,
the Wild West gets tamed.
We talk to those involved in putting Somerset on the LGBT map.
And Jane from Queer Vision tells us all about My Big Fat Gender Weekend.
Plus, Out Shout.
News and views.
I'm Andy Shields.
And I'm Steffi Barnett. And this is Shout Out. I thought we were just going to hum along then for 4 minutes.
Well, I keep trying to treat you. I just want the audio. It's for those funny jingles.
Audio.
Yeah,
what we need to do is write words to that jingle so we can sing along.
What, to the opening jingle?
Yeah. Yeah. Then we don't have to talk about anything. We can just sing.
It's much more funny when this... It's only happened once in 6 years we've been doing the show now, where we've actually gone to start the show and the station computer has actually crashed.
Yes, I was here.
Yeah, and I think you and Terry sang the opening jingle, didn't you? Which is hilarious.
Well, I know that Lucy will come to the rescue, because your singing voice, Lucy, is quite good.
I've never actually been told that by anybody who's sober, so...
I'm sober.
Oh, I'm flattered. Thank you. I am, karaoke legend in my own car break lunchtime.
Yes, yeah. I'd heard.
Yeah. Yeah. Bit of... it's gone. No, I can't remember.
Anyway, welcome back, Steffi.
Thank you. Yes, it was a short one this time.
Very quiet without you.
Shall I take that in a good way or a bad way?
You should take it whichever way you like.
Usually when you're coming at it, a bit prickly.
Andy means it was a lot more clean cut.
Yes.
Oh, there wasn't the smut in the show, no way. I will openly admit that.
Yes, there was less gutter.
Yes. Oh, dear.
Yes. Yeah, so it's only Steffi that does that, you see. It just sparks us all off. So when we spoke to you, you were like on the M25 or something last week, weren't you?
Well, I did make a phone call, yes, to tell you about the traffic situation on the M25.
Because everyone in Bristol really needed to know that.
Well, they know that Shout Out has a remit beyond just the Southwest, people.
Yes,
you know
we were live on Pirate Nation, which has got a licence to cover the whole of Europe.
And the world?
Well, no, they got a European licence. The world one was a bit dearer.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so it's European. Okay.
Fair enough. So, you know, it's amazing how many people do listen to us digitally, actually.
Yeah, I was listening in the car.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, loud and clear.
If you are listening in the car on your mobile, do check your data allowance, because it does eat a bit.
It's lovely that
you can, and it's getting better anyway, because you get more data on your phones these days, don't you?
I did try and listen while we were travelling through Switzerland when Ivan was covering and Terry were covering H&H on a Monday morning, but they downgrade you to 3G.
Oh, right.
And so it was almost impossible. It was like going back to dial-up.
Well, dial-up, you should still be able to listen to us finally.
Yeah,
not that
2.4 kilobits per second for a voice.
Yeah.
Maybe not the music, but definitely a voice.
Well, let's not go into the technical side of it.
Yes,
I know what we broadcast,
sad,
because I helped set it up.
45,000 listeners who've just killed overnight for asleep.
Welcome back, Steph.
Or there are some listeners who are writing in and going, I think you'll find that actually, and correcting all our maths.
Yes. We do get that sometimes, which is nice. We appreciate it. It's lovely.
Yep.
So anyway, on today's show, we're kind of going off to Western, aren't we?
There's a lot happening in Somerset at the moment. A new nightclub that Paul the Queen Shilling has got going, so Paul's going to be coming in. We got the organisers of Western Pride, Nigel, and they already got cracking with organising next year's show.
Are they telling us what's coming?
We'll be announcing,
next year's show,
announcing the headliner. Yeah.
Nice.
And we've got a track from that person as well. Was that just a shout then from the green room? Were they all shouting?
I don't know. I don't know.
We're missing a party out there.
Yeah, it does get a bit more riotous here. There's so many people that do shout out. We have a lot outside the studio when we're on there.
And, of course, we've got Jane from Bristol Pride and Queer Vision, who's going to be talking about My Big Fat Weekend, which is coming up
in
October. So she's going to be telling us about that.
Which would be lovely. Mm-hmm. So Jane really does pick good films, it has to be said.
She does. Yeah. She's got a talent, that girl.
So, but in the meantime, I believe, Lucy, you have some events for us. So,
one or two,
kick it off?
Okay.
So, Ouch Out, it's our pick of the best events. So this week, picked by the lovely Lucy. What have you got for us?
Thank you. Well, this Saturday, I don't know if you remember George Clark. She's been into the show a couple of times.
Right.
She's been in with her band, the Badgers.
Played
some tunes for us. And she's also come in and talked about the women's pool night that they now move to Rainbows.
Yes.
She's been in a couple of times, yeah.
Yes.
So there's a couple of things that George does. And she runs a women open mic night called Women Live. It's been going, I think, sort of first Saturday of every month now, hasn't it? It's been going pretty well.
Is that at Rainbows? Yeah.
It's that. Well, this is what I've come on the show to tell you. Well, I haven't come on the show just.
Andy stopped interrupting the girl. Let's get on with it.
So yeah, it's very popular. It's very popular open night mic night. It's called Women Live. They've run it all over. I mean, I think they've run it at the Halo before as well. But I am here to tell you that it has moved to a new venue, and this Saturday from 7 till midnight in the evening. That is at the Phoenix Centre, which is literally just down the road from here, actually. So Russell Town Avenue in BS5. They're going to be running another open mic night. Tickets from £10 or £5 if you've got concessions, and they'll be cheaper in advance. There is a mobile number to text if you need more info, but I'll put that on the website.
Cool.
So that's happening this weekend. Everybody go down if you're interested in open mic music and want to hear some good music.
Cool. But I think that the pool night's doing really well as well, because they moved around, because of course they were over in the Pineapple, weren't they, which is sadly closed down now.
I know, they did.
I interviewed Joe the other week when Rainbows opened, and it was a brand spanking shiny new pool table in there. And apparently
she's good, isn't she?
Yeah, and I said, I know a group of women who are quite like to use your pool table. She said, yes, I know. They've already been in and asked.
Yeah, there's people there. So George does that as well. So that's happening this weekend.
Is that Fridays, though, the pool thing? I forget which night it is.
It is a weekend night, so a Friday or a Saturday, I think.
I could be wrong.
So that's this weekend. And then looking ahead, just for you to be aware of, the Wardrobe Theatre, in 2 weeks' time, that's the 15th of October, there's going to be a new drag night at the Wardrobe Theatre.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, it's an old drag night, but I think it's the first time it's been held at the Wardrobe Theatre. Shade Pullers and Lash Stackers Social Club. A new drag night presented by Harry Humberstone, Ebony Keeby Royce and Roxy Tosin, 15th of October. Yes.
I love some drag. The drag names are brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. The acts include...
Some of them you can't say on the radio.
So the acts include Luna Noir, Discharge, Tom Marshman, friend of show, and Columbo Kelly. So
no Luna Noir as well, because she won Drag Idol.
She did, yeah. Mm. So she's found a new home at the Wardrobe Theatre. So that's 15th of October, guys. Tickets are £8, £6 if you're concession, and you can buy that on the Wardrobe Theatre website. And I just thought I'd mention it ahead, because it's quite a small venue, so it does tend to fill up quite fast. It is a good one. They're being joined by Lottie Allen, who was on Goldie, Lock, Stock and Three Smoking Bears, if any of you went to go see that.
Say that again.
Goldilocks, Dock and Three Smoking Bears. The Wardrobe Theatre Company. Did you never see that? It was really funny.
I'm impressed with your tongue movements then,
thank
Lucy.
You. Yeah, it was a really funny show, and all the performers were really good, really good slapstick and physical comedy. It was really, really funny. So she's going to be joining them too. So that's for a couple of weeks' time. So, keep an eye on that and maybe try and get down to that. So one for now, one for later.
Cool.
I like it.
Mm. Thank you very much, Lucy.
No problem.
Shout out LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
That's Rapture. I like that.
By Nadia Ali.
Yeah. It's a Vichy mix. I like a Vichy.
Yes, I know you do.
Yeah.
That's why I played it. Trying to get books.
Oh, why?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
Well, I appreciate it. So. Yeah. It is an Avicii, though. That's just an Avicii mix, isn't it?
It is an Avicii mix, yes. Yeah. And there's a gang of them that call themselves Avicii. It's not just one person.
Oh, isn't it? Oh, no, I didn't know that.
It was a gang of them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anyway. Anyway, Western Supermare.
Western Supermare indeed. Well, in fact, Somerset's gay scene. We've got
not half of them in here.
Well, yeah. Well, the population of Western. I'm sure Western Supermare, the people listening, because we're on two stations in Somerset, so I'm sure they'd be glad to hear the half the population of Somerset's in here.
I've heard some things before.
We've got Nigel from Western Supermare Pride.
Hi there.
We've got Troy.
Hello, hello.
Nay, Michael Jackson in brackets, because you do a damn good impersonation.
Thank you.
And we got Paul from Queen Shilling, nay, Cameo.
Hello.
We'll go to you first, Paul. Now, you started up the Queen Shilling, which is obviously still running and very, very successful.
Yep.
And very kindly put on fundraisers for Bristol Pride.
Yeah, you're more than welcome.
And now Cameo. With my first question, did you ever think of calling it Queen Shilling 2?
Yeah, good question. We thought about it, but there is only one Queen Shilling. And I just don't think you could open another bar in another town and give it the same name.
No. Did it come
it's
up
been,
then?
It did, yeah. Everybody talked about it.
It's been the Queen Shilling since before it was a gay place, though, hasn't it? When it was a biker bar, it's still called the Queen Shilling.
It was, yeah. I think it was called the Horse and Jockey previously. And I believe it was known, the Queen Shilling was known for its dandy men.
Oh, right.
And its loose women back in the day. I think there were some loose women there, and the men used to just kind of hang in because it was a safe place to go and not get caught.
I think that was
saying.
Even before my time. But,
yeah, it's amazing. You get talking to people from years ago who've walked in, you know, and they know the place from very, very long time. And I was like,
are we talking the 40s? They're 30s and 40s?
Yeah, a long time. I mean, I've been working there since 95, so I know it from back then. But I mean, prior to that, it was known for being a little bit of a
camp.
No, I think it was
colourful.
I think there was a lot of prostitution in there, if I'm honest. I think it was a straight sort of bar with a lot of prostitution, but the gay men kind of just felt that they could go there and not get any hassle.
Well, it would have been a time when it was kind of illegal.
I don't know if that was the 60s or when that would have been, but a long time ago.
So how, because of course, I mean we do go out on lots of stations, but certainly for Bristol listeners, they'll know the Shilling quite well. What's Cameo like in comparison to the Shilling?
It's completely different. It's a totally different look. Yeah, it's oak floors, stone walls, nice leather seats. It's got a video jukebox.
Trendy.
Oh, very trendy. You're saying this is an upmarket Queen Shilling?
Kind of, yeah. It's like modern vintage styling. There's lots of Edison lamps and all LED kind of stuff on the ceiling that's all quite posh. Yeah,
I've
really
heard
nice.
Some really good reports of people that have been there.
Thank you. Yeah,
it really was good.
So how did the opening go?
Amazing. Absolutely fantastic. Yeah, we had the opening on the same week as Western Pride, and absolutely awesome. The place was rammed. Yeah, brilliant. Loved every second of that. Yeah.
Are you finding it easy to run both clubs, or do you find Queen Shilling runs itself?
Queen Shilling's kind of running itself at the moment. I'm spending a lot of time at Cameo just to get the ball sort of rolling and moving. But it's really, really hard to run too. I didn't realise how hard it was. Total respect to all the other operators out there running more than one, because it's so hard work.
Yeah. And you didn't make it easy and put the other one at the other end of the street either. You stuck it miles away over in Weston, didn't you?
Well, I'm based in Bridgewater. I live in Bridgewater. I grew up in Bridgewater, so the Queen Shilling was my local, so I used to drive from Bridgewater to Bristol pretty much two or three times a week.
Gosh.
Just to meet other gay people, because there was nothing in that area at that time, so I just used to driving from Bridgewater to Bristol. So now it's great because we've just got somewhere in Weston, so I kind of can call in on the way, or I do Bridgewater to Western, or
so. Are you the? I mean, I won't say gay play. That's kind of wrong. But as far as traditional gay scene goes, are you the only gay venue in Western? Are there more? Or
well, we're running the Western venue Cameo, much like we do the Queen Shilling in Bristol. We've got 2,000 students who live within 100 meters of us. So although we're kind of open to all the gay community, people come there. They know it's safe. It's great. It's fun. It's also very mixed. Both of them are. Queen Shilling's mixed.
So it seems to be the kind of more modern thing anyway, because it's more okay to be kind of homosexual, whereas when you and I were going to the Shilling in like 96, 97, 96 when I moved to Bristol was 80, you know, you needed that safe space because it's the inequality was still very much there, even though it was technically legal. You know, whereas now the kids, they want to be with their straight friends as well. So I guess you kind of have to be a lot more open, don't you, compared to like the 90s.
Yeah, it's just about getting a nice mix and just not letting the idiots in, really. Try and keep the idiots away. You know, if you've got any idiots who
broad spectrum.
Yeah, that any, you know, it's it, We never say, like, at the Queen Shilling, they say, is it a gay bar? And I say, well, no, everybody's welcome. But unless it's a group of complete idiots, and they say, is it a gay bar? And then you say, yes, of course it is. And then they run a mile because they don't want to go in. So it's like, perfect. Yeah. It's just, we use that term to positively kind of select our customers, really.
So I'm sure it's the same with a lot of venues, though, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. So we've got Cameo, which is like the core and probably serving the whole of Somerset, isn't it? Rather than just Western. You must, like, you travelled from Bridgewater and now give somebody in Somerset now something easier to get to. And of course, Nigel, I was at Western Supermare Pride, which you organise with your team. Now, this year's was absolutely stupendous. It was the biggest and probably the most supported as well.
For you, how was it?
I was absolutely blown away by it. You know, that park was filled with love, and you know, that's something that a lot of people will remember.
Yeah. Now, you've got next year's already organized.
We have, just going on the success of this year. We just didn't want to leave it too long before we started again and got the team together and started motivating everybody.
Can have the announcement of the headliner?
Is it Michael Jackson?
No,
you can indeed.
He was this year.
We're very proud to have Hazel Dean joining us.
Ooh.
Hazel Dean, excellent.
On Saturday the 29th of July.
Right. Anything else?
Give listeners a memory, Chog. What was she well known for?
Do I really have to sing? No, yes, I really do not want
Please
to sing
do.
That. No, no, no. Let's not go down that road.
Can I just say we do have a Hazel Dean track? It's almost like we planned the show.
Oh, well.
Saved us there.
Yes, I know,
I love your voice.
So
really.
what are the plans for next year then? Because
I think it's really important not to sort of get too shaded and sort of like look away from what was achieved this year. You know, that was a beautiful community atmosphere within a small park, and it did what, you know, Pride are supposed to do, and that's bring a community together.
That was the biggest thing we heard back, because I mean, obviously a lot of people travel long distance, come to things like Bristol Pride, but Bristol Pride in comparison is quite big. A lot of the feedback we heard was Western was wonderful because it was that bit smaller. It was more kind of,
it was intimate.
Community.
It was very intimate.
Yeah, you saw families and friends, like, you know, mingling and just feeling safe. And, you know, it was lovely to see all the different age groups there and just soaking up that atmosphere. Somebody had to grab hold of me and said, no, just stand for 1 minute and just hold that atmosphere. And it blew me away.
So same again next year then, or are you going to try and go a little bit bigger? Or
I think same again. Same again. If that's what people enjoyed, then, you know, that's where we stay for the time being.
And how was it for you, Troy? Because, of course, for those of you who don't remember, Troy was on, because you were the Michael Jackson impersonator that was there, weren't you? And we had you on the show before, and it was kind of like the big on the stage. Were there any costume disasters or anything that went wrong?
He nearly got arrested.
Did he?
By the bouncers, because while there was another act on, he jumped over the fencing and got on stage with one of the drag queens and started dancing. So the bouncers were after him.
I can't even deny that. That's the funny thing. Beyonce was playing, and I thought, why not?
Even then?
No, do you know, it was a fantastic day. And it was, and I can't stress that enough. I really felt the love being on stage. And I think one of the things, a couple of things I took away from, one was just being on that stage, because I get so wrapped up in the music and what I'm doing and just trying to put on a good show. It just struck me just how many people were singing along, waving along, and just really getting involved. And that was kind of the theme throughout the whole day. And even when I'd done my bit and come back out afterwards and people stopped me dancing, taking photos, I was like, oh, me? You sure?
You were still in the outfit at that point, weren't you? You still dressed up as Michael Jackson.
There wasn't one outfit. Let me tell you, it was changing every few seconds. And it was really strange to watch, because I was backstage and he'd come rushing back and he'd have two girls and a guy stripping him off.
Yeah, I was saying this to Nigel. That was probably my funniest memory of the night of the day. Actually, is in between it was Human Nature and Thriller, where I did a complete costume change, so trousers, tops, and everything. And I've kind of rushed backstage and I've slipped on the floor to kind of take my trousers off, and someone's sat around and gone, "Oh, he's just taking his trousers off." He's almost naked, and I'm sat there in the middle of the day thinking.
This wasn't someone in the audience, I presume. This is someone backstage.
This is someone backstage, but then people in the audience could kind of see what was going on. Oh. And, I was done with. I think it was no more than 30 seconds. I completely changed towels, everything back on, and still had time to have some water and wait to go back on and finish. So ended up ripping two t-shirts, just getting wrapped up in the music. But it was really good fun, really really good fun. And even that night when I went out to get some food, someone stopped me and said, "Oh, you were at Pride. It was really lovely." Just the day, so I was like, "Oh, thank you."
So are you helping with the organisation for next year? Or are you going to be on stage, or are you just like going to kind of have a chill year this year? Or
I'll be involved backstage more next year. Right. Someone needs to rein Nigel in. He needs to learn how to kind of take it easy every now and again.
And you're the man.
That's my job this year.
You signed up for that one. That sounds fun.
Yeah, it's fine. I'll be your PA for next year. It's okay.
Thank you. Nigel, you've got some money raising events coming up as well for next year's Pride.
We're going to be down Cameo, the new venue that Paul's just talked about. Rocky Horror Theme Night on the Saturday the 22nd of October, so get your fishnet tights on and
get ready to see the time warp.
So that should be for 22nd of October, Saturday 22nd.
It's worth popping to Cameo during Halloween as well, because Paul was giving us a sneaky preview of what they've got planned in the venue. I won't ruin it by saying it on air, but no, go and have a look, because it'll be worth it.
Thank you, Paul. And then we're going to launch the early bird tickets with Miss Beaver and the wonderful Ricky Withers, who performed this year on Saturday the 12th of November.
Oh, good Lord. What, that early?
We are, now. Yeah. Get them out there and let's see how we go.
Cool. Brilliant. Well, listen, it's brilliant. I'm so pleased it was such a big success as
thank
well.
You.
And because I think we flooded our accounts with photos because Steph was there almost like wired directly into all the accounts, weren't you, taking photos of it? So it was great. Yeah. It was kind of like, for the rest of us that was off doing other events, we kind of knew everything that was going on minute by minute. So, and it's lovely to hear that Cameo's going well as well.
Thank you.
To both of you, I wish you the best of luck in the awards as well that are coming this year, the Shout Out Listeners Awards. I'm sure we'll see both of you in that. But for now, do stay with us. We got the news headlines coming up next. You're listening to Shout Out,
the Shout Out podcast.
And that's at Searching
by Hazel Dean. Yep, and she's headlining next year at Western Pride.
Yep. I don't remember this one.
You don't?
No.
Yeah, it was in napkins.
Yeah. Mitch remembers it.
Yeah, I do. I do remember that.
Everyone remembers it.
Hazel Dean.
Aunt is only 14 years old, so.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I remember Hazel Dean.
Yeah.
There you go. So
well, you can see her at Western Pride next
year. Good bit of high energy. That's really cool, isn't it? That's a really good name.
Yeah,
I know, Weston's such a great place, actually. One of my friends has just moved to. It's got really good shopping.
Yeah.
It's got really good charity shops.
Yeah. And a beach and everything.
And a beach.
Record shops and that. Yeah, it's
and a pier.
Good. And a pier. Yeah.
It's got
and
everything.
Now it has. Yeah. Yeah.
And ice cream.
I love Weston. I'm a real fan.
Yeah.
And it's got gays.
Yeah. It has now. Yeah. I mean, and just outside of Weston is really nice as well, isn't it? You know, just if you
Bristol.
No, the countryside. You mean the countryside,
I mean the
don't
countryside.
You? Yeah,
it's you know, you get uphill and beautiful. You know, Clevedon and things like that, not far, so. Yeah, lovely. Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
we
get down there, get on that train and get down to
Weston. It's not far, it's 20 miles.
Well, you actually have quite a few listeners down in Weston. We do get messages every now and again from
We're on two stations in Weston. Not in Weston, in Somerset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes,
cool.
Indeed, yeah.
So there you go, you Westerners.
We should point out, actually, if you're listening, because of course we're on Froome FM as well. If you're listening
96.6,
or if you're listening in Glastonbury,
107.1.
Do let us.
Knows the wave band.
Do let us know if you've got events going on in your area, because of course we don't have as much coverage down there, because of course most of us live here in Bristol. But you can post them straight up on our website. Just go to the events page and you can post them there, or just drop us an email or use the contact us page. It'd be lovely to hear from you. Better still, if you're the kind of person that wants to grab a mic and go to an event and send us the audio, we'll love you even more. So anyway, in the meantime,
literally and metaphorically,
in the meantime, should we get some news headlines?
Indeed.
Yeah, metaphorically.
Literal
news.
Literal news.
This is Shoutout News on Thursday, the 29th of September.
Now the nights are drawing in, you might be looking for something elegant and stylish to mark the beginning of the winter season of partying. Bristol Pride, the region's largest LGBT plus pride event, may have just the thing for you. On Saturday, the 19th of November, their annual gala dinner takes place in the beautiful ballroom of the Grand Hotel, and the tickets are £45. However, you can be sure that all the proceeds will go to help shape Pride in 2017, and also help the National LGBT Switchboard, which is still needed by many thousands of callers every year. Visit bristolpride.co.uk to find out more about how to get your ticket.
Birthday greetings are in order for our broadcasting colleagues at BBC Radio 3, the Beeb's National Arts and Culture Network, which today is quietly marking 70 years of broadcasting. It began life in the autumn of 1946 as the Third Programme, before changing its name to Radio 3 when national radio services were reorganised in 1967. The network has always had a close affinity with LGBT culture vultures, with its transmission of complete operas and focusing on the high arts. Its regular discussion programmes such as the Free Thinking brand have given voice to genderqueer and radical ideas, and it has championed LGBT artists in the fields of music, opera and performance arts. So, happy birthday to all our friends at Broadcasting House.
One for our fans of cult television now, the media website Digital Spy has published the results of its poll into the most popular fictional characters of the 21st century so far. David Tennant as the 10th incarnation of Doctor Who, a programme with a very LGBT-friendly following, came in first, just beating Castiel from the show Supernatural. Buffy Summers from Buffy the Vampire Slayer was the most popular female character, whilst others with a gay twist include Sheldon Cooper from The Big Bang Theory at number 10, and Stewie Griffin, the super intelligent cross dressing baby from Family Guy, at number 18.
The city of San Francisco, long a progressive beacon in the US, has passed an ordinance requiring the city authorities not to do business with companies whose headquarters are in US states with anti-LGBT legislation on the statute books. The provision is particularly aimed at US states such as North Carolina and Mississippi, where battles over transgender people's access to appropriate restrooms has been fierce. The Bank of America is one organisation which the newswire Gay Star News says might fall foul of the new requirement, as it is headquartered in the Carolinas. The Washington-based Human Rights Campaign has welcomed the news from San Francisco.
And finally, one of the writers of the continuing series of comic books about the adventures of everyone's favourite satin-tighted crime fighter has now confirmed that Wonder Woman is bisexual. Yes, Wonder Woman is bisexual.
Hooray!
Greg Rucka explains that on the fictional island of Themyscira, from where Wonder Woman hails, there is no concept of homosexuality or heterosexuality, but it is clear that all the inhabitants had been in same-sex relationships. Pink News added that in the forthcoming DC movie Batwoman, it will also be true to her comic book ancestry and sexuality.
For these news stories and more, check out our website at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
For Shoutout News, this has been Mitchy Mitch
and Wonder Woman.
Shoutout News,
national and international LGBT news for you.
She's such a bad influence on you.
I was just going to say,
why didn't you suss it out? He's wearing. You know, he's
putting the world to rights in my satin tights.
You look stunning, Terry. Stunning.
And that belt is just to die for.
It is Wonder Woman that does the golden lasso.
Absolutely, yes. Wonder Woman. Yeah, that's it. You've got the music. Got the music down in one. That's fantastic.
I don't know. Anyway, we'll be talking to another Wonder Woman in a minute about My Big Fat Gender Weekend when Jane joins us. Stay with us. You're listening to Shout Out. Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out podcast.
Everybody's changing.
Deja vu. Featuring Tasman.
That reminds me of going clubbing when I was a bit younger.
Yep, mixed by Almighty.
Oh, is it? Yeah, that would explain it. The Almighty mixes were huge.
But in the 80s.
And 90s, yeah.
They did most for Queer as Folk.
Yes,
the original.
Tons of them. Yeah, if you've got the Queerest Folk CD albums, actually,
yeah, it's nearly
there, all Almighty. Tons of Almighty Mix on there. But they were the classic gay clubbing hits back then.
Yes, they were.
So anyway, we got a friend of the show back. But it's lovely to have you back again. Welcome to Shout Out to Jane.
Hello.
Are you literally just off a plane, the two of you? Have you had a night's sleep?
No, we got back on Saturday night, I think. Right. Yeah, early hours.
Has the jet lag worn off? Yeah.
For me, Mitch is still reeling. It hit like a sledgehammer, I have to be honest, but yeah.
So I'm not the only one who got married recently. See, Jane and Mitch did, and you've just had your honeymoon, haven't you?
Yeah, I know,
over in San Francisco.
Amazing.
Lovely.
Yeah, it was great. And Iceland.
Yes, you did. I remember.
They were so late. It's the most laid back place I've ever visited. Iceland, they're chilled out. It's true. They really, really are. They're not stickler for anything. They're like, oh, your ticket, I don't have your name on my bus. Get on anyway, it's fine. And we're just like, oh, cool. It was lovely.
Fair enough. So now you come in to talk to us about a film that's coming up, haven't you?
Not just a film, the most amazing weekend.
Yeah.
Called My Big Fat, PHAT. By the way, Gender Weekend, which is a weekend that's been 2 years in the making from first seeing a film called Mirko, and the whole weekend is based around that.
Oh, right.
What's the significance of the PHAT rather than the FAT?
Because fat with a P means good, in a kind of good as in full and everything like that, rather than leaning more towards maybe a derogatory term. That's why,
saying it's sick. It's cool.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
But Big's beautiful in my mind anyway. But I put the P just in case because I didn't want to offend anybody.
Thank you for clearing that up.
You're welcome.
Now, give us a rundown of what are the plans over the weekend? Because this is, where's my dates gone? It's 8th and 9th, isn't it?
Yep, so not this weekend, next weekend. And it kicks off on the 8th with the screening of the film, which the weekend's been inspired by, which is called Mirko, and a discussion. And that's at the Cube at 2 p.m. And that's £8 to get in there.
So what's Mirko about?
Mirko is a documentary, and it basically, there's three protagonists in the film, and they just talk about their masculinity, their femininity, and about gender. But within it, the director then works with one particular protagonist about interacting in society and kind of seeing how society responds. So this person presents pretty much male a lot of the time.
Right.
And so dressed in a suit with a briefcase and a tie collar, goes into a female boutique and picks three dresses out and then tries the dresses on and comes out and asks the woman who works in the shop to zip her up and everything like that. And it films the reaction from the person in the shop. And it's all about questioning gender and how we perceive it and how society comes back at it. There's some really interesting ones where after a while, the protagonist gets a little bit, doesn't want to do that anymore. So the director decides she's going to go out and just do stuff in the street. And there's this restaurant in Berlin and she walks past and then she just stands and pees up a tree like a guy kind of would, but she's a woman, and just filming whether people notice and how they react and different things like that. But really, it's fascinating to see what society, how they respond. But also, these three protagonists have got such different views on their own gender and their attitude towards it. It's so interesting. It was an amazing film to watch and made me think. We've got masculinity on one end of the scale, femininity on the other. As any person, queer or non-queer, where would you put yourself? If the world wasn't watching, how would you really dress? Would you, because we're all a product of society, how would we dress? How would we express ourselves? You know, do we have to be in one way or another? So it's this.
Is that why the term gender fluidity is more common these days? Because people are identifying more with a fluid way of being any particular gender?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of young people are non-binary, as they say. So it's not moving away from these genders. But more with the gender, it's all the masculinity and femininity that goes along with it, rather than feeling like you may be more towards the male end or the female end. It's just having the freedom to express yourself however you want on any given day as well, about not being stuck in that. So if the world wasn't watching, what would you wear? What would you wear? Would you dress Andy more outrageously if the world wasn't watching and maybe you thought you were going to be judged?
Well, I think the polka dot frock he's wearing now looks quite stunning.
But you know what I mean? You might want, when it's really hot, you might decide just to go to work in a sarong, but that would be looked at as very different. Do you know what I mean? Or anything.
It isn't. I mean, it's because it's like, you know, guys wouldn't wear a dress usually, yet it's very common for a woman to wear jeans or trousers or something. But why?
We fought for the right to wear trousers. You weren't allowed to at one point, and in certain workplaces it was illegal. And I think some dress codes still in workplaces forbid women to wear trousers. So that's an ongoing thing, but.
But my point is the other way round. It's not even something that
there's
men...
certain
and
things.
Is that because of society and the way you're brought up? Or is it, you know, and that's the whole question. If that wasn't there and you could just do what you like, would you?
Yeah.
And not class it as being something feminine. It'd just be a different item of clothing that you might wear just because it's the middle of summer and it's hot and a skirt is cooler.
Why don't you start off with culottes? Don't just jump to a skirt. Start off with culottes. I think that would be quite attractive.
Culotte is...
flowy trousers that look like a skirt, but actually they are trousers. Right,
that would make you feel safer, Andy.
Anyway,
but the point is that there's a fun part to this. It's interesting more young people are identifying that way. They don't want to be kept in one camp or the other, one side or the other.
Is that the plan for the evening then?
Well, for the evening, it's a party and performance and dress up, which is at the Queen's Shilling. Now, there's a brilliant club in London called Club Whatever, and it's run by a woman called Ingo, and they've been running club nights, and they're called Whatever because it's whatever, whatever. You go whoever as you are, however you want to be. You express yourself however you want to, as long as there's like mutual respect and for each other. And they've been running out the Royal Vauxhall Tavern with their nights
as well, hasn't it?
Yeah, and that she is absolutely an inspiration, Ingo. She's been working in this field for a long, long time, and their club nights are absolutely brilliant with cabaret and DJing and things. And so that's going to be a really, really fun night, and that's at the Queen Shilling, and it starts at 8. Now, when I say 8, I mean it starts at 8 because there's a lot in the night. It's not a night that you go to, oh, it starts at 8, we'll get there at 11, because you'll miss the cabaret show if you do that. And this time we've got you can apply, actually, if you go to at Bristol Pride on Facebook. You can go and you'll see a link there, which is your time to shine, which is a link that goes to whateverworld@gmail.com, because we've got open mic slots. So we've got some people that have already filled them up, but we still have space. So if anybody wants to perform themselves on the night from Bristol, you want to go and strut your stuff up on the stage and be part of the cabaret, then go on to at Bristol Pride on Facebook and look up this event, which is listed, and click on that and email whateverworld, and you can get to be on the stage that night.
Cool.
Excellent.
Well, very quickly, because we are running it, but we've still got the day to pack in yet, because it carries on the Sunday, doesn't it?
It carries on the Sunday to a workshop, and this is a workshop run, and on the night we're going to have like dress-up stations and makeup, and on the workshop we're going to be gender swapping and just playing with it, giving yourself permission just to have a bit of fun with things. And we've got great makeup artist and hairdresser is going to be there, and that's on the Sunday at 1 p.m. at Hydra Bookshop, and that's just a fiver. But if you want to book in advance to go to the film and to go to the party night with Whatever World, it's just a tenner for the two, and you can go to Bristol Ticket Shop and get your tickets there for just £10 for
that's
both
a bargain,
events.
Jane. A bargain.
It's a bargain. It's a community night. There's also a slot on there in the evening for community news. So anyone who goes along, if they're doing anything in the community and they want to let people know about it, you've got a captive audience, you'll be able to talk about your event
now,
as well.
Obviously, children won't be allowed along to the Queen's Shilling, so would they be allowed to go along to the makeup?
Well, to the workshop, there's no age. There's no age limit on the workshop at all. So that's open to everybody. The whole night is open to everyone. Obviously, it's Queen Shilling, so I think it's 18s and above. And no, the film is absolutely cool as well. So young people, you're welcome to come to the film. It's a great film, and we've got a panel, and interesting panel for discussion afterwards. So it's going we've got drag kings, we've got DJ Jo Bunny, who's a, she's a real floor-filling DJ with a whole spectrum of music. So I think it's going to be really good. I hope people come and enjoy it, because I think it's going to be a reet laugh. And we've got some makeup stations actually on the night. So if you come and you feel like you're a little bit drab or something like that, you can get made up while you're there and everything and just really get into the mood of it. And it should be great.
And I have to point out as well, Jane does pick the most amazing movies. So if there's no other recommendation, it's where we're going to see, just because Jane picked the movie, because I haven't seen a bad movie that she's picked so far.
You do have a talent.
You do.
Well, thank you. I love doing it, but I really encourage people to come, and friends. It's a really open, respectful space where everyone could just get on and have a really, really happy, chilled, entertaining night. So please do come along and book your tickets at the ticket shop.
Cool. Well, listen, it's lovely to catch up with you again.
Thank you for letting me come in and plug my shizzle.
We'll see if we can try and get someone down with a microphone so that we can find out how it went.
But, you should definitely stay in contact,
won't you?
Yeah, do come down. Honestly, you will have a great time. Whatever is legendary, they are absolutely brilliant.
So that's next weekend. We will make sure all the details are up on our website.
They are, cool.
ShoutOutRadio.lgbt. So thank you, Jane.
Thank you both. Thank you very much.
The Shout Out Podcast.
That was lovely, Jane. Not singing, no, that's
Shakira with Kelly Clarkson, Lady Crosshair, and Try Everything and You'll Become Much Stronger.
Yes.
That's for the straight guys listening, I guess.
I do like Jane. She's lovely.
Yeah, it's really exciting.
I thought you
that
could
weekend.
Talk mine. It was
steady.
Oh dear.
Hang on, wait for the delicate end. There you go.
Okay. So anyway, crack and track. Yep. Okay.
What we were talking about off mic is talking about the children going along to the event where they have the makeup and dress up. There's quite a few parents who contact me about their children experimenting with little boys experimenting with makeup and dressing up and that.
Yes, we have a friend who's teenage. Well, at the moment, son.
Yeah,
is,
but what I love about it is that all the parents are just letting it drift.
Yeah,
no pressure either way.
I don't think all are. I know that there are some that struggle. They don't understand it. You know, exactly the same way they don't always understand. You know, homosexuality and the like. There are some parents who always have that. I think what's really nice though is this day and age. There's so many people that are willing to talk about their own experiences.
Yeah.
You know, especially with the trans side. It was something even Shout Out initially struggled with. We could not get the trans community to come and talk to us because we were finding that. People were transitioning and they didn't want to be associated with the gender of their body. They were now the gender that they actually are.
Yeah.
And it made it really. And now, of course, things are different. We've got quite
should
a few of you on
that,
the team.
Should I tell you what that reminded me of?
What
Jane was going through about, you know, dressing as you want.
Yeah.
The fetish dudes of the 90s, where people, there was no judgment. Everyone just went dressed as they would like to dress.
But it still
for
happens.
A party.
It still happens.
But there's no
Folsom in Berlin that's just happened. They figured out that a lot of the people that were into fetish also played in orchestras. So they had a fetish orchestra and a load of them performed
of life,
all
darling.
In rubber and leather, so which I thought was absolutely amazing. So, you never know, in Bristol one day. So anyway, thank you so much for listening to us for the last hour.
As well as the six stations we broadcast on, you can listen to the podcast on shoutoutradio.lgbt anytime.
But you don't just have to listen to this week. We should point out that we go back almost a year in time with our podcast, so you can go check out loads of previous shows.
Check us out. Please join us again next week. Until then.
Until then, from myself for the lovely stuff. It's lovely to have you back.
Bye.
Say bye-bye. Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.